Well, we used to chuckle and call it the dark side, but it certainly has been a brilliant side for those who've invested in it. And we're talking about the world of Apple, the Macintosh world, which has provided us with some exciting things in terms of certainly of smartphones with the iPhone, really in many ways kind of ruling the mind space here, at least in the United States. Android, I think, leads in terms of aggregate or worldwide, but if you want to talk about some of the finest phones out there, you have to, I think, talk in terms of iPhones. And with us to talk about that world is Mr. Cal Carson. And good to have you here, of course, Cal. And you've got a few things that you've looked at in the world of Apple that you think are going to be probably the things that we'll be all taking a look at in this coming year. Which area do you think will be the... Is this going to be a big year for a new device out of Apple, do you think?
I'm actually going the exact opposite, and here's my litany of lies for this year. I'm actually going to say this, and this is going to sound weird, and Gary might even fall out of his chair on this one. I think this one is going to be the first year in a long, long time that you're not going to see anything terribly innovative come out of Apple. I think this year is going to be a lull in their storm. You know, they've been going great guns for years now. They've been bringing out things over and over and stuff like that. But I don't see anything on the horizon for this year. For next year, I see maybe some inkling of the autonomous car. But for this year, I think it's going to be kind of quiet.
That's interesting. So you see the car is the next big step.
The next really big thing that you'll hear from Apple will be that.
Well, I was going a little smaller than that, and I'm really looking forward to the second generation of the Apple Watch. I think the first generation kind of missed the boat and not,
What's the first generation?
Well,
in all fairness,
but uncharacteristic of Apple, they usually get it fairly well, even the first time, right? And that's why they've got the cachet that they do. And I think they missed a little bit.
That's the whole difference between Apple, Tim Cook, and Apple Jobs.
Yeah, they could.
Apple Jobs, I don't even think we would have saw the Apple Watch last year when we saw it.
Yeah,
he would have said, you know, this thing's not going to hold a charge for like 24 hours, ain't coming out.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, figure it out or we're holding it till you do.
You know, in that sense, Apple is acting a lot more like, and to my great frustration in some ways, like the rest of the world. In a sense, they've developed this beautiful hardware, but the guts of it, the heart of it, the software of it is often incomplete, or it has got a lot more bugs in it than it didn't typically in the past.
No, I'm not sure about that at all.
I think so.
I don't think so. I think they're doing pretty good without bugs. They just don't have the features in the watch.
They have a degree of it, but they don't have that real soul and that depth that comes from...
one of the things I'm hearing, for instance, about the iPad Pro is the problem what they're having with either getting enough of the pencils,
The stylus, the pencil, it's called the Apple Pencil. Short memory, because there've been all sorts of problems with the iPhone, right? I wouldn't upgrade. I like the iPhone. I disagree with the fact that it's the best technology out there. I don't think it is. And if you were to talk to most techies, they don't own an iPhone. They wouldn't own an iPhone because there's better technology.
I would disagree with you on that one.
But for the rest of us, I think the interface is wonderful, and I think the content is wonderful, and that's why I have an iPhone and have for a long time.
I think most techies like to tweak and play with the device, and I think that's the reason why they like the open Android architecture more.
Yep.
Yeah, but you're nodding your head. You're saying for the quality
of the device for a consumer, I don't think there's anything better.
I agree with you there, but every time they just catch up to some of the innovation that is out there in the Android space. And we'd say that. Every time a new version comes out, we say, now it's caught up.
Which would make sense, because what happens, I think, is the difference between the two is the Android space is everybody tries something, go ahead, we want you to be creative, that sort of thing. In the Apple space, it's like, we want to do it, we want to do it right, and we want to make sure we're going to make money from it. So therefore, let them come up with the idea, we'll polish that rascal
and we'll steal it.
And make it really good.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like I said, I have an iPhone. But most of the execs I know have an iPhone, and almost all of the real techies have Androids.
Yeah.
And I think, Ed, you're nodding your agreement to that in terms of what you see around you.
Yeah, as far as, I mean, you could play a lot more. You can you can modify. You can install applications much simpler on this. You can root it much simpler.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Ed, pardon me, Cal, you, and I want to move kind of quickly through this, but will you see a lower cost watch coming out with some of the same feature set?
I am predicting that Apple will put out, as opposed to a second generation, I won't call it second generation. I think they're going to maintain what they already have for a model. Mm-hmm. It'll always be there because I think that's kind of like their Excelsior, their jewelry line.
Yeah.
I believe they're going to put out a second version of it that's going to be lower cost with a reduced feature set on it.
Okay. But Apple TV, tell me about that. You've got an interesting comment in here. You say it's going to form a major alliance with a major provider for content.
Apple TV is innovative. It's a really cool piece of hardware. The biggest thing that it's missing is it doesn't have really cool content. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to merge up with someone, and I don't think it's going to be a network. I think it's either going to be a cable company or somebody like Netflix, and they're going to draw their content from there.
Yep, and I remember when Apple announced the new Apple TV, you were speculating that at the time because it seemed like there was a big hole in the presentation where Apple was hoping to have this partnership signed up and just and it didn't happen. And you said that at the time. It's like they missed out, but they had to deliver the product anyways.
Yeah, it's about content now. The mechanics are cool. The thing works, but they really need content. Yeah. If they do content and they get something going on the Apple TV, then that speculation of the big TV that Apple might make one day will probably come to fruition.
Hmm. Okay. Let's see. The other thing that you had down here, let's see, was, Apple is going to be offering a boot camp version of iPad Pro?
I think they're going to realize that they've got a really great platform with the iPad Pro. But if they
let's explain to people what the iPad Pro is, just to kind of step back for a second.
Basically, it's a 12-inch iPad that works really well with a stylus, more commonly known as the Apple Pencil, that you can do things with. So it's, 4 inches larger than, or 3 inches larger than the 7-inch iPad that they have out there.
Also has a keyboard.
It also has a keyboard that you can attach to it as well. But I think they're going to see a market advantage if they can allow you to run, for lack of a better way to do it, Windows on app iPad Pro.
And like I think they do now. Yeah. Like they do now with their notebooks, right?
Yep.
That is very interesting. So that way, I mean, that would make them much more direct competitors then with the Surface, for instance, the Surface Book, which essentially is kind of the same thing.
It would give choices. I'll put it that way. Whether it be a direct competition, I'm not really sure, but it would definitely give them choices.
I was hoping he was going to say they might come out with an iPad that actually supports an SD card.
We'd all
like to see that, the expandable.
You have the cloud. You store it up in the cloud.
Yep.
That is interesting.
But I'd still like to have, you and I are just now on the opposite side of where we normally are. Because I always said everything should go to the cloud. There's time and place to have an SD card or a USB. Wouldn't put a USB there, but an SD card.
One of the things I saw when I went into the Microsoft store at Somerset, which is just kind of an interesting experience for me, and what they had available were a lot of, like, $200 was the range. Matter of fact, they had a Lenovo there, a 15-inch screen, not touchscreen, but a 15-inch laptop that was there for like $300. $300 for a 15-inch Lenovo, and it was a beautiful machine. But there wasn't much storage. They had an SSD and had a solid state drive in it.
Yeah,
solid state drive. And to the point of the cloud is, all the ones they had there in that $200, $300 range had smaller drives to save stuff on the machine, all going to the cloud. A lot of it going to the cloud.
There was a time when if you wanted to get a cheaper computer, a cheaper laptop, just buy the 17-inch. Because they had so many 17-inches that they had to give away that you could get a larger screen and cheaper.
Okay. So when you say
the 15 is a lot cheaper than, say, the 11-inch.
And it wasn't a touchscreen.
The touchscreen, the bigger touchscreens are more expensive, but the regular screens aren't.
The other thing is that, for Gary's sake, although it's not convenient, if I have my iPad and I just use AirPlay and I just connect to my Mac that's sitting right next to me, I can stick an SD card in it and just copy it right onto there.
Mm-hmm.
Through what? Through
AirPlay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you can.
There are ways to do it. It just doesn't have the port right on the device.
Well, I think that's
which, if you're out in the field, would be a little bit cumbersome.
There you go. That's what we should invent: is something about the size of a, I don't know, love, you know, maybe an inch by 3 inches, and so, and it has AirPlay in there, and it provides me portable storage.
Okay. Don't say any more. We're going to patent this. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
And that, folks, is how the big ideas roll. Cal Carson, thank you so much for that look at Apple.